Astronomers say they've discovered a cluster of gas around a nearby star formation that could be in the process of producing new planets. The discovery provides a glimpse of the earliest stages of planetary evolution. The evidence was reported at the American Astronomical Society meeting here in Washington and is a hint of further discoveries thanks to new technology for seeing into space, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
It used to be that astronomers could only see bright stars and galaxies through their telescopes. Dim planets outside our own solar system were predicted, but beyond the reach of science. But recently, astronomers found they could detect these elusive objects, and so was born a whole new field of astronomy, the study of planets around other stars. Ray Jayavardhana at the University of California at Berkeley eagerly joined in.
The overall goal that we have is to try to understand how, when, and where planets form, and also how common planetary systems are, and whether our system is different or unique compared to the others, or if it's one of the run-of-the-mill planetary systems out there.
This search has been helped enormously by a new technology which helps telescopes overcome the distortion that's caused by air swirling far overhead. A mirror in the instrument constantly changes shape to compensate for the funhouse effect created by the wavy atmosphere. It's called adaptive optics, and it's now in use with some of the biggest telescopes in the world. Jayavardhana used telescopes equipped with his gear at the peak of a Hawaiian mountaintop to search for distant planets. He turned the telescope towards what he thought was a pair of stars. The pair turned out not to be two stars, but four, and one is unusual, to say the least.
It reveals a faint, fuzzy thing that we didn't see before.
At the astronomy meeting in Washington, Jayavardhana says that faint, fuzzy thing turns out to be a disk of gas and dust enveloping one of those stars. The star and cloud are very young, just a few million years old, compared with our sun, which is 5 billion years old. But already, Jayavardhana says, he sees signs that material in the disk has started to clump together.
This means that the very, very, very first tentative steps of what might lead into planet formation has already started. And that's pretty neat.
The trick is to find lots of other examples with stars and clouds of different ages in order to piece together the history of our planet and others like it.
This is just one object, one example, but the goal is to try to trace the formation of a planetary system from the very beginning till it becomes a fully grown planetary system. Try to understand how long it takes, what processes are at work, and whether it could happen anywhere and everywhere in the galaxy and in the universe.
This is very challenging work because astronomers are trying to see small, dim objects, planets, very close to large, bright ones, stars. Even so, Jayavardhana now talks about finding small planets shortly after they have taken shape.
It seems a bit crazy, but it's not.
His experience with adaptive optics suggests that he could find a planet like Jupiter around a sun like our own. In fact, he says he's hot on the trail.
We have not directly imaged a young planet yet. But it could very well happen in the next few years, so keep your eyes and ears open. If not us, somebody will do it in the next couple of years. I'll be willing to take bets.
Alan Boss at the Carnegie Institution of Washington agrees that discoveries like that are not far off as more and more telescopes start using the adaptive optics technology to make their images sharp and clear.
For astronomers, this is the embodiment of truth and beauty in revealing things. It's basically changing an astronomical image from something that looks like a very fuzzy impressionistic painting into something that looks like a photorealist painting. Suddenly you see it, the real astronomical object leap into sight.
And Boss says the spectacular pictures revealed at the astronomy meeting this week are just an appetizer of what's to come. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.